Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kamakailay ipinaalam ng punong ministro para ugnayang panlabas ng Australia, Julie Bishop, ang balak na tawagin ng lahat ng ambassador ng Australia pabalik ng Canberra upang talakayin ang mga kaganapan sa iba't ibang bahagi ng daigdig at pag-usapan ng mahalagang bagay-bagay na maaaring makatulong sa pagbuo ng polisa o foreign policy ng bansa. Bumisita ang ambassador ng Pilipinas sa Australia sa Victoria nitong nakaraang linggo. Sa pakipag-usap sa media, kanyang ibinahagi ang mga pangunahing layunin ng kanyang nais pagtibayin at palaguin sa ilalim ng kanyang panunungkulan. Ayon kay Ambassador Minda Calagian Cruz, sa takbo ng mundo ngayon, mahalagang isaalang-alang ang pandaigdigang komunidad sa pagplano, pagdesisyon at pag-isip. Di na anya lokal, kundi global na dapat ang usapan.
It's great, you know. We just also had our own global conference of ambassadors, Philippine ambassadors back home. It's always nice to update everyone on what's going on. I think, you know, carrying global conferences, especially for your key people, is important. You're no longer functioning alone. It is a global environment that you have. And a very good grasp of what is happening, not only in your country, but around the world, and how it impacts you is important.
Nitong nakaraan niya ay lalong tumibay at lumalim ang pakipag-ugnayan ng Pilipinas sa Australia. Isang pakipag-ugnayang pinahalagahan ng husto.
We have two strategic partners, Japan, US. Australia is our comprehensive partner. Ano naman ibig sabihin nun? You know, relations of states can be at almost the same level, but you also have special relations graduated at certain levels. This is when you see the prospects between your two countries that you begin to move it to a different plane, where your engagement will be much broader and it will be deeper. Hindi na lang yung the usual. Very good example. Australia is a big development partner of the Philippines in the area of capacity building, education, peace process. They pour in a lot of money. Marami tayong grantees of scholarships in Australia. And then, marami din tayong mga military and defense personnel coming for professional development. Because we have a status of visiting forces agreement with Australia. The professionalization of the defense, intelligence exchange, cybersecurity, and even the professionalization of people in the military establishment is one big area of our cooperation with Australia. We do exercises. You have the Dusk and the Dawn Karacha, which we alternately host. So it's big in terms of our relations.
Sa ilalim ng kanyang panunungkulan bilang sugo ng Pilipinas sa Australia, nais niyang pagtibayin at palawakin ang pakipag-ugnayan sa dalawang usapin.
You know, my mandate and what I feel I should be doing while I am here as ambassador is to try increase trade, tourism. Because for the political, the defense, the cultural relations, they're very strong. But we also need money for our people to create more businesses in the Philippines, create more employment in the Philippines in both trade and tourism. Konti pa lang ang Australianong bumibisita sa Pilipinas, 200,000 pa lang.
Ah, really?
Oo, 200,000 pa lang. Kaya natin taasan pa yon.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.